Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Psychic Tapestry. I'm Ken Kessler, and she is Toni DeMeo. Hi, Toni.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everybody. And happy Turkey Week. Happy Thanksgiving Week.
Yeah, for everybody listening in the U.S., happy Thanksgiving Week. We are live, and since we just wish you a happy Thanksgiving Week, you know we're live. It is Monday, November 23rd. And the phone lines are open, 347-838-9903. There are a couple other ways you can connect to us. If you're listening on the Blog Talk Radio website, you can scroll down, pop in the chat room, and join me there. You can also connect through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry, at Psychic Tapestry on Twitter. And I think that's it. Phone's the best. Because you may have follow-up questions for us, we may have them for you, and the back and forth of conversation is a lot easier on the phone than writing it out in social media or the chat room. But you could be working or you could be doing something that makes it difficult to call in, or you like the anonymity that those other options allow, or maybe it's something else we haven't even thought of. Whatever the case, that's why we have those other things for you. But if you can call in, again, that's the best. 347-838-9903 is the number. Quick plug for my Christmas station, because I can't help myself.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, if you're new, you just found us and are joining us for the first time, thanks for giving us a try and welcome. And I don't always do plugs at the beginning of the show. I don't even really do plugs. Well, anyway, really usually do plugs at all. But this time of year, I run an online Christmas music station that has nothing at all to do with Psychic Tapestry. It's called The Sounds of Christmas. It's at soundsofchristmas.com, and it's free, and it's on right now. And if you're not ready for Christmas music, that's okay. Whenever you are ready, come check us out. It's the best variety of Christmas music, I promise you that.
Ever.
And if you check it out and listen, you'll get that. There's an app also, so you could put us on your phone or your device in the Google Play Store. Just search Sounds of Christmas, and you'll see my little cartoon tree. And you can download that for free as well, and then you'll have it on your device if you want. So there, that was a quick plug. So there you go, and that's all. And thanks. I always get nice comments from people on social media and through email that they listen and that they're enjoying it. And really, I have such a deep connection with music that it just makes me feel good to know that I can share something like that, and it brings a little happiness to somebody. That's terrific. So it's a labor of love that I do every year, and have been doing it for 13, 14 years, I think. So it's out there, and I'll leave you with that. That's all. I just wanted to throw it out there and mention it. And now we can move on. Since it is Thanksgiving week, we wanted to talk a little bit about gratitude.
Absolutely.
Gratitude is so important. And if I was jotting this down, so would be capitalized and probably underlined two or three times, because it is so important. The energy that you release when you are expressing gratitude is some powerful stuff. And it's not something that should just happen this particular week or just, you know, this particular Thursday in the U.S. while you're having some turkey. It is something you can do all the time, and
yeah.
Really you should. And you know, a lot of people say that you should express gratitude daily, but I don't know that usually they just say that and it's like, it's supposed to be obvious. You should do this. And not to put you on the spot, Tony, but if you said that to someone and they said why, what would you say?
It's the best way to manifest more good things in your life by giving thanks for what you have. It's a very powerful tool for manifestation. Only when you're happy where you are and grateful for what you already have can you manifest better and bigger things. That's a fact. But that isn't the reason why we do it, just to get more stuff. We do it because it's the right thing to do. I mean, it's just a natural thing that grows from love, don't you think? It's part of love,
I do.
Gratitude. Yeah. It's being centered in your heart and living from your heart. And go ahead. Yes.
Oh no, I didn't mean to interrupt. Please.
It's okay. And you know, our loved ones need to know that we are grateful for them. And that's very moving. You know, it helps relationships to stay beautiful and bright. It helps to heal people's hearts. Just to know that they matter and that we're grateful for having them in our lives. There's always something to be grateful for, even if it's just waking up to a new day, having another opportunity just by the fact that you're alive. That gives you an opportunity to make any changes you need to make in your life, to start making a new plan if that's what you need, or you know, to just reach out for whatever is going to make you happy. It's up to you. But gratitude is really the way that we manifest all of those things, I believe.
Yeah, it really is. And I don't want it to sound like you should express gratitude so you can get stuff. Because
right,
that's kind of a – and I know that's not what you meant.
That's why I said
think,
that. I said
yeah.
We don't do it just to get stuff.
Right.
We do it
because
it's the right thing. Mm-hmm.
I think gratitude is beneficial to for me. It's beneficial to me expressing gratitude. I feel better. I think clearer. I am able to focus on important things better. And that's great, but the real reason is if you have ever had someone say to you that they were grateful for you, that they appreciate you, to thank you for doing something, you know how good that feels. To be able to do that for other people is a wonderful gift that you're giving to them, and it makes you feel good to do that. And I know this can sound like so much Pollyanna kind of stuff that, oh, well, you'll feel good and you'll make them feel good. And, you know, it's right up there with giving is better than receiving.
Right.
And that we say every year at Christmas, and you know it's true, but there's part of it that also feels like a, you know, okay, that's what I'm supposed to say. But but it is so powerful. And I want to share, and I've done this before, I want to share one of the things that I do. And I will start by saying, I don't do this every day. I should. And I try to, but I'm human and I mess up sometimes. And it just doesn't happen. But every night before I go to sleep, I try to come up with 11 things for which I'm grateful. And I try to do that for that particular day. And I picked I picked 11 because 11 is a great angel number, mm-hmm. and I do the 11:11 songs on Facebook, and I really like that. So I picked 11 because I wanted it to be a number. I wanted it to be a number of things that wasn't necessarily easy, but I didn't want it to be too big a number so that it was overwhelming and that I gave up. So it's 11 things. And while I say that these 11 things that I am grateful for, that I go over every night, are from that day, some of them are the same. Like my wife Lisa is the first thing every time.
Right.
And it's not just that I just am laying there in bed thinking, I am grateful for Lisa. Okay, that's number one. Number two, it's not like that. I think about something from that day, from Aww. Some interaction we had, that I am grateful for her. And then I go on to the next two are my kids. And my kids are grown, and I don't see them every day. So sometimes that one's a little harder now. Mm-hmm. But I try to come up with something every day for them. My pets are next.
Yeah.
And that includes Benji, who is no longer with us. But that's every day. And then my home, where I'm currently living, that I'm grateful for that.
Right.
So those first five things are the same every day, but it's those five things from something about them from that day. But that always gives me a good start. The last two are always my guides,
mm-hmm.
and something from that day. I'm grateful for their patience with me, for their love, for their guidance, for all those kind of things. And the last one is for the music. And I usually combine that with that I'm grateful for the music, and I am grateful for the connections that I've made with my music family and my blood family. And I know those going in. So I really only have to come up with like four new things from that day. And some days it is very easy. Some days it's very easy, and I get through, I know what the first five are, and then I get to number six, and I go, oh, this happened, and I am grateful for this, and I'm grateful for this, and I'm grateful for this, and I feel like, you know what, I could go to 20, to 30, I could go to 100 maybe. I just feel great.
Exactly.
I had an amazing day. And then there are some days where I'm really stuck for an answer, and it's hard.
Yep.
And but the thing is, and like my wife is a big believer in gratitude journals.
Yes.
However,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I've noticed with people that get gratitude journals is that a lot of the stuff they write in there are things that they're okay with somebody else seeing. If they're grateful for something that is silly or minor, they don't want to write that down. And it still counts. You know what? If the Wi-Fi worked today, and you are grateful that you were able to deal with your email and whatever else you had to, and it all worked, that's something to be grateful for. If traffic wasn't bad, if they got your order right in the drive-through, you know, these are things you can be grateful for, those things. And it's not a cop-out. It's absolutely something you can be grateful for. Everything that you write in a gratitude journal, or if you do this sort of it's not really a meditation, but whatever it is, if you do this sort of daily gratitude list that's just in your head, they don't have to be the end-all, be-all items that you are so grateful that that this medical breakthrough happened, or that, you know, it doesn't have to be some giant thing. It can be a little bitty thing, like, you know what? I am grateful that there was still one piece of pizza left the next day that I got to have.
Right.
You can be grateful, and that's okay. And mm-hmm. and the thing is, when I've talked about gratitude on this show for probably since since we first started. And I, for a while, I started to feel a little bit like I was a hypocrite because I was talking about how important it was, but I wasn't doing anything about it for me. So that's when I started doing this, this 11 things. And the thing is, this 11 thing, when I started doing it, and what I always tell people, if you're going to start doing this, it does feel like homework in the beginning. Absolutely, it does. And that's okay. Just keep doing it. And after you've been, if you do it for like a week,
it's a part of you, right?
Yeah, it starts to feel different. It starts to feel like it matters. And you start to feel something from it. And you're sending this energy out there. And that's all great and everything. Since we are thinking about Thanksgiving this week and families and stuff, maybe go the extra step and let somebody know. You can message them on Facebook. You can text them. You can be old school and use your phone as a phone instead of just to play games and stuff. And you could actually call somebody and let them know, I was thinking about you, and I'm really grateful I have you in my life, and I hope you're doing well. And you know, that's a really cool thing, and you feel so good, and it makes them feel good. And really, what's wrong with that?
It's a good thing. I like it.
If you're going to start doing this daily gratitude thing that I was talking about, you don't have to do 11. Pick a number that means something to you or feels good to you. Can be higher, can be lower. I wouldn't suggest going too much higher because you want it to be something that you're comfortable doing. And if you go, you know what, I can do this, I'm going to do 19, it could get difficult. And you don't want to start something that you can't, that feels like it's beating you, because then you won't do it. So I would even suggest starting with a lower number. Start with 5. And if 5 gets to be easy and you're doing it and you're whipping through it every night and you've been doing that for a month, make it 7. Make it 9. And I don't have anything against even numbers. You could make it 8 if you want. That's fine, too. But just, you know, give yourself a chance to succeed and to be able to do this. And it really, it makes such a difference in everything. The way you feel about things, the way you react to things, the way you are able to focus on things. Just the way you feel about your friends, your family, and yourself makes such a huge difference. Tony, do you do any kind of gratitude journal or daily thing?
I'm a gratitude journal person, and I also say it in my prayers every day, either morning or night or both. I mean, I think older people are naturally grateful for a lot of stuff, you know, definitely.
Okay.
It's easy. I've been doing it since the 90s for sure, and I think before that as well, but it got really big in my life, I think, starting with the 90s. I think Oprah got me started again with that, being mindful of that. Because she did a big thing about the gratitude journal.
I think gratitude journals are great. They don't work for me, and it's just a personal preference. And you know, one of the other things that we say often on this show is that we're all different, and it doesn't work the same for everyone. Mm-hmm. So you know, find your way. It could be that you feel better talking or thinking about gratitude first thing in the morning. Might be better for you than late at night. And I will admit that there have been plenty of times where I have been around 7 or 8 trying to think of the things I'm grateful for, and the next thing I know, it's the next morning. And
there
whoops,
you go.
Okay. And that's the other thing that I think is really important about this, is that you have to be good to yourself.
Yeah.
If you miss a day or you miss a night or whatever, doesn't mean you're ruined, doesn't mean this whole thing isn't going to work. It's okay. And, you know, nobody's going to see that gratitude journal unless you decide you want to show it to anybody.
That's right.
It's like it should be like a diary. So if it's not, if you don't fill in every day, you're the only one that knows that. And it's okay. You know, it's okay on so many levels. It's okay, because there are times where we are so overwhelmed just by things that we have to do and are responsible for and things that are going on in the world that we don't make time for ourselves, and a day or two or a week or two could slip by and you completely forgot to do it, and that's okay. And it could be that you simply forgot, and that's okay too. Nobody's grading you. Nobody is going to show up and go, oh, look at that. You're only grateful on the first Monday and the second Thursday of the month, and that was it. You're out of the club.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's going to do that.
It does
get easier. You start to feel like you want to do it. You want to express your gratitude, and that's really cool. And, you know, if you fill up a gratitude journal, go get another one. And,
But just
figure it out. And you know, you don't have to have a great big expensive gratitude journal. You could have a legal pad that you shove in a drawer by your bed,
exactly,
in your nightstand or whatever. And just, you know, it doesn't have to be anything specific. You can do whatever it is that you want. And if you set the number at 7 and you can only think of 6 things, that's okay too. Really.
Yeah.
It really is.
That's really good. Good advice. I like that.
I think it is important, and I think that a lot of times we don't talk about the why it's important. And
yes.
I hope that we sort of got that across. And really,
it helps the abundance to flow. It helps the abundance to flow in life, all the good things, and that isn't a bad thing or a selfish thing. We all want to have a nice life, and we all want to have good feelings flowing, the love flowing in our lives. You know, we all want that.
And we've talked about Reiki on this show. Quite a bit, sending healing energy out, whether it's in person or it's across the miles or whatever. And I feel like this is sort of like that, because if you are thinking that you are grateful for so-and-so in your life, I am grateful for Tony. I'm absolutely grateful that Tony persisted in getting on this show to talk about her book so many years ago, and then has worked with me every time I have said, I've got this crazy idea, let's do this. I am absolutely grateful.
I love it, and
when you put that energy out there, I think it's kind of like Reiki, that even if you're not saying it to them, that whoever it is you're grateful for kind of gets it.
They feel it. Oh, yes. People
they
feel
it.
Your energy.
Yeah.
Feel your energy. Yeah.
And
they do.
You're not always aware of what it is. It's not like if I were thinking that, well, Tony's not a great example because Tony's psychic, so she would probably know anyway.
Pick that stuff up.
But you know, for I don't know, like one of my new neighbors, if I were thinking about Malcolm and said and just thought that, he might feel something, but he's not going to go, oh.
Yes, he's not going to know why.
Said, Ken just said, hey, thanks for being a good neighbor. He's not going to, that's probably not going to occur to him, but he's going to get a good feeling from that. And that's what, you know, that's what you send out. That person in the drive-thru might have been having a lousy day, and suddenly they feel a little bit good just because they got your drink order right.
That's right. And
it's
they
just
do.
It's just those little things. So I hope this didn't sound like I I'm lecturing you, like
no,
I have
I
all the answers because I don't.
But
I think it's really important, and I think a lot of people this week are thinking about that sort of thing. And this is an easy and free thing that you can do, and express your gratitude, and you're going to feel better, and whoever you're grateful for, whether or not you actually tell them, they're going to feel good too. So,
I agree.
So there.
Very
and
good.
And I could probably keep going for another 33 minutes, but we should probably start taking some
you're
calls.
You're amazing.
No, I just have a lot of experience talking, so.
You too.
And everybody who's holding on the phone says, yeah, no kidding. Right. Okay. So, Tony, we should probably, we do have a bunch of people holding.
Oh, no.
So, okay. Tony, you should explain yourself, who you are and why you're here and what you're going to do.
Okay. Well, my name is Tony DiMeo. Been psychic since birth. My specialty has become this ability I have to speak with your own guides and angels. And I kind of do it through my own guide who does it for me and then comes and tells me what to say, pretty much. And I get a variety of, I get my information in a variety of ways through visions or words and inspired thought and just all sorts of ways and feelings. And I use cards, I throw cards around and the cards tell me the story also, and they kind of confirm what I'm hearing. It's kind of a little dance thing that I do while I'm sitting here. And I'm happy to do it, and I'm happy to do it now. So let's get at it.
Okay. Well, I'm Ken Kessler. I fly the plane here. Psychic Tapestry is all my fault. Sorry. I'm a medium and a music intuitive. I get a lot of my information, messages, etc., through music, and I have a playlist going that has tonight's playlist has almost 8,000 songs, and I set it to shuffle randomly before the show starts, and I invite my guides and angels and your guides and angels to give me the song that is the message for you. So when you call, I let you know what's playing, and I kind of read it a little like a tarot or oracle card and tell you what I think it means for you. And that's all great and everything, but music's so personal that the song could have a specific meaning for you that has nothing to do with the artist or what the song's about. It can evoke a memory of a relative or a friend or someone or some situation. And that instantly pops into your head when I mention it, and that's valid. Counts. That's just how it works sometimes. Angels and spirits like to use what's in our heads as the readers to trigger in you what you need to know. And sometimes it's just that simple. Like just now, Doesn't Really Matter by Janet Jackson was playing, and I could tell you about Janet, and I could tell you about that song and how you're probably focused on something that really doesn't matter. Because a lot of times we do get focused on some little kind of thing that we can't seem to let go of, and in the big picture it doesn't matter, and this would just be a message to you that it's time to let it go. So that's a little bit of how that would work, but again, Janet Jackson or that song could have a specific meaning for you that's different, and that's okay. So with all of that said, our number is 347-838-9903. Let's start taking some calls.
Okay.
Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hey, Ken, it's Jay calling from Canada. Hey, Tony.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good. I'm really grateful for this conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, what I do for grateful on a daily basis, or not a daily basis, just going to work, actually. Three things I'm grateful for. And there's a stretch of road where it's straight, and I just say, while I'm driving, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for my sleep today. I'm grateful for my, my inspiration or something like that. So yeah, that's what I do on weekdays. I don't do it on weekends though. I just do that. So very, very simple. So I can see how it sets the stage for the day. Sometimes you can actually say something that you meant to do, and then it doesn't go the way that it was meant to be.
Oh,
but like, oh no, But sometimes that doesn't happen as much unless you really, like I can recall when I said something and then it just went the opposite way, right? So, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
for
interesting.
Sure.
Very interesting.
It is.
Well,
it is.
How can we help you tonight, Jay?
Yeah, thank you, Ken. I got a question for you. One of our district managers is going to have a meeting with all the service staff tomorrow, and first of all, half an hour. So I'm really curious because it's kind of even my manager that I work under doesn't know what's going on. So it's like, oh, I wonder what it could be. It could be, layoffs or cutbacks or we're not doing so well. We might have to cut back next year, I'm thinking. And it's kind of hush-hush right now. So I'm really curious what it could be.
Well, that's interesting because the first card that I pulled for you is called Tell the Truth. So, communicate with integrity. You may need to level with someone, and this person will need to hear your feedback. Okay, this is when you really shouldn't hide the truth in this situation. I mean, if there's something that needs to be spoken about, I'm thinking at work, and you're counted upon to speak up, if they interview you about it, this may be what it's about, too. There may be something they want to talk about that involves, I'm not sure exactly, but maybe just how the way things are being done there. What type of business are you working at, Jay?
I work for a major coffee company and food services company, I should say. And yeah,
I thought there was food services involved, and I think it has to do with the way the place is being run. Is everything being done properly by the management, do you think?
It's hard to say. So, you think it's that?
Okay.
I'm thinking it's something else because, yeah.
Well, you may be called upon to give your opinion, and you should be very, kind and giving it, but I would be truthful because that's what this card is all about.
Mm.
Okay? And they're saying your long-term peace and happiness are worth being truthful in the given moment. Now, they want you to know that it's time to rise up. They're saying no matter what happens in your life, you have the potential to rise above it. Rising out of any negative thoughts you might be having, maybe anticipating that it's going to be a really bad talk tomorrow. I have a feeling that nothing's going to happen to you because of it. I mean, you're very straightforward, kind. You have a lovely manner to you. I don't imagine that anything is bad's going to come your way because of it, but they want you to know that whatever happens in life, you have the ability to rise up out of it and move on to something even better and bigger. And this third card is saying that something bigger is on the horizon for you. So I wouldn't really worry about things. They want you to allow your vision to expand and be open to whatever form that takes. They don't want you to dream small. And anything that has seemed like an obstacle is actually pointing you in that better direction. And that you are well protected and guided, and that you should have faith in yourself and all your abilities and just not worry. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Grateful for the messages.
I'm glad, honey. All right. Don't worry about it. And I'm going to give you to Ken for his part in this.
Okay. Hi, Jay. The song that was playing when we picked up your call was "I'm Looking Through You" by the Beatles. Do you know that one?
No. I'll look it up and look at the lyrics as I'm looking.
Okay. What I'm getting through this is that you probably know more about this than you think you do. I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you. You're not the same. And I just feel like you probably know what's best for you. You probably know, at least on some level, of what's going on. I don't feel like there's danger, but I feel like somebody in management is shifting priorities. Not necessarily their idea. They may have been told this is what they're doing, but I think that you're going to be fine, and that trust your feeling, trust your intuition, your hunch, whatever you want to call it, trust your feelings on that, and take care of yourself. Do whatever you need for you. But I think you're going to be fine.
I agree.
I don't know if that helps any or not.
Thank you. Yeah, just I'm just curious what, just look, you know, feeling around what's going on. You know, other psychics I talked to were just saying, you know, it could be a merger or something like that. So it's really interesting you say that. It's something else. So you could be the winner in this one.
Yeah,
I'll have to give you a call next
time. Yeah, please.
Okay. You have a different perspective. Yeah, I will.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. You take care.
Thanks for calling, Jay.
Yes.
You're welcome. Thanks, Ken. Be loved and have a grateful week for the Thanksgiving. It's going to be a different Thanksgiving because it's interesting when you don't have something taken away. Boy, you're sure grateful for what it was before it was taken away.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Okay.
You take care, honey.
Much love.
Bye-bye.
You too. Much love.
347-838-9903 is the number here at Psychic Tapestry. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, hold on. My name is Kira.
Hi, Kira. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alabama.
Oh,
and how can
cool.
we help you? How can we help you tonight?
Well, I want to know, what do my guides have to say about me meeting someone new? When will love come in, show up into my life?
Okay, so have you met this person yet, or you're hoping to?
Oh, I'm single.
Pardon me? You're single.
I'm single now. I haven't met anyone.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me get out these romance cards. There isn't anybody you already know that you might think might be good. Or is there?
No.
Okay. The first card was... Okay. When was your last relationship?
Well, I was on again and off again with my ex. But we broke up last year.
Right. Because they're saying that's what has been blocking you moving forward. So that was the on and off again thing. That makes sense then. They're saying the time has come, it's actually past time, for you to completely release the energy of the ex. And if you clear that energy away and start thinking positively about the future and a better, healthier relationship for you, this new person can come in. And this person is from a past life relationship, the one who's coming. So he's going to feel very familiar to you. And mm-hmm. you're going to be comfortable right away. Now, you do or don't have children. I don't think you do yet, do you?
I do. I have two. I'm 37.
You have two kids, and you're 37. You have a young voice. Okay. Yeah. It says your love life is affected by children, so that makes sense that you do have them. And has that been a factor in, was that a factor in your last relationship, your children? Other than, you know, a mom is always thinking in terms of, you know. Pardon me?
Not letting go of that relationship for help in some areas because of my situation. So, yeah, I kind of held on to it because it was somewhat helpful.
Yes, I understand that. Well, I think that, it isn't a bad thing to always consider our children when we're entering a new relationship. But they're saying having children, of course, is that's going to be your priority because you don't want to bring anybody around your children until you're sure of the relationship, all of that. But that's okay. Now they're saying let go of control issues and just allow this to happen because mm-hmm. everybody wants their love to come yesterday. But
yeah.
this new love is going to be a great passion in your life, a past life relationship. And they're also
mm-hmm.
saying let your friends help you along the way. They may even be the ones to introduce you to this man, and they want to foremost remind you that you attract romantic love when you're enjoying the moment fully, when you're happy in your skin, when everything feels right in your life. This is when people are attracted to you. They'll see you out and they'll say, oh my goodness, I want to know her. She's so pretty and just so vibrant and alive and happy and smiling. They've actually done studies. And men, I think all people, respond to pictures of smiling people. They just want to see a happy face. Nobody wants to see a frowny face. So be happy and be out there laughing and having fun. And they're also saying that this will be the romance of a lifetime and your true love. So that's good news. Now, when you'd like to know, I just got a six, I think 6 months. It will take within the next 6 months for this to come to pass.
Okay.
And that would make sense. And I know with COVID you're not out enough or out in the public, it's harder. But you might mm-hmm. want to try a dating site, and you can start talking to someone, to people. And that's actually a good way to figure out who is worthy of your time, because when really all you can do is talk, you reveal a lot about yourself to people. And
right.
you would get to know a lot about that person. And I'm so glad you called, Karen. I'm going to give you to Ken, and we'd like to hear about it when he shows up. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Matt, ask one more question about what you said.
Sure.
So you see me meeting him on a site or through friends?
I think it's possible for your friends to already
okay.
know this person, and it might even happen naturally. Let's say you're over at a friend's house and, maybe she's in a relationship, and then the guy comes in and he's got a friend with him and you guys hit it off. It could be just that simple, you see.
Yes,
it could just happen organically, or you may tell all your friends, do you know anybody that you can introduce me to? And they just might.
Yes,
you never know. All right, sweetie.
Okay, well,
now
thank you.
You're welcome, and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Hi, the song that was playing when we picked up your call was I Shot the Sheriff. Do you know that song?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. It's a Bob Marley song. Eric Clapton had a big hit with it in the 70s, and it was the Eric Clapton version that was playing. I don't think this means you're going to shoot anybody. But what the song is about is this guy who is wrongly accused of killing a deputy, and he admits that he shot the sheriff, but he didn't shoot the deputy. And I think what this means for you is when this new relationship shows up, when this new person shows up, be honest. I don't, and that doesn't mean lead with, "Hi, it's nice to meet you. I have two kids." But don't hide things about yourself, like that you have kids,
right?
So that they know, just so that they know you. You want to be honest, and you want to hope that they're going to be honest with you. And relationships can be difficult enough without trying to remember things that you told somebody that may not necessarily be true, or worrying that they're going to find out something you don't want them to find out. It's always better just to get those cards on the table. I remember a relationship I was in where she was really upset about a previous relationship where the guy had lied about the amount of education he had. And I stopped her right there and said, "Okay, haven't said anything. I don't know what you think, but you should know that I dropped out of college and I went to a broadcasting school." Because I wanted that. I never said or pretended to be anything more than I was, but I also didn't want her to think that, because I knew that was something that was important to her. Right. So if that kind of thing happens, it's always better to lead and say, "Yeah, I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy." Go ahead and, you know, let them know, "Okay, I may have done this, but I didn't do that."
Right.
Just so you know. And that's something that's actually very attractive, because they know, okay, you're being honest with me. We can, you know, maybe you made a mistake, or maybe you did something, and I'm not saying that you did, but something that you may think they're not going to like. But they know that in advance. It's something that, and it's better to get that out in the beginning than to have wasted your time in a relationship for 6, 8, 10 months, a year, two, more, and then find out, "Oh God, he hates kids. Well, this was a waste of my time."
Yeah.
You know, so does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I can't hide that I have children, but I understand what you're saying. Just be honest.
And it may not have anything to do with kids. That's an easy example, because you've mentioned that, that you have them. So that's something easy for me to pick out. But I don't think that's what it is. I think you'll know. Okay.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Kira. Thanks for calling. Bye.
347-838-9903 is our number. We should still be able to get another call or two in here.
Hello?
Hi, thanks for hanging on. Hi, what's your first name?
Hi, my first name is Tonetta. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Hi,
and how can
Tonetta.
We help you tonight?
I kind of need to know psychically what's going to happen here in the next 3 to 6 months. I'm kind of in a rock and hard place here. I'm involved with another female. I know her since childhood. It's a 5.5-year on-again, off-again relationship. She is living with her ex-boyfriend, who now has congested heart failure, and I get that. I understand that. And she told me that he was quote-unquote a roommate. But now she's deciding to block me, not call me. I have her name tattooed on my body. My 15-year-old daughter got attached to this female because she had promised, you know, to marry me, to move in with me. And now, you know, I'm ghosted, I'm deleted or whatever. I did in August contact her quote-unquote roommate, who I think is her man in her eyes or whatever dysfunctional relationship it is, okay? And I told him the truth on Facebook. I said, listen, she's been telling me that you're her quote-unquote roommate. I don't know what's going on. I'm blocked now again. I don't appreciate these head games. I have a teenage daughter here in the mix that's also involved, okay? She also blocked my teenage daughter, who's now 20, but my daughter's been in the picture since age 15, and I'm a single mom. And so I said, you know, this woman had made a lot of promises to me, promised marriage, couldn't wait to get married to me. She said, you know, I can't wait to move in with you. I'm going to be, you know, leaving Andrews. I'm going to be moving in with you. We're going to start our life together, all this kind of stuff. And then, bam, and nothing was really happening. And this has been going on and off for 5.5 years.
And we
talked about getting her name tattooed on me for 2.5 years. I got that done over the summer. Her name is permanently on the back left shoulder.
You can get a flower over that or something.
I know, but it's very sentimental. It has my handwriting,
the tattoo artist.
Yeah, well, but now here's the scenario. Here's the scenario. So I reached out. I told him the truth, and I said, she's living a double life. She's telling me you're her roommate. I don't know what's going on.
What happened then, hon? That's what happened. You know, you kind of, I guess, jumped out.
Well, Desiree is still reaching out to me. She's still reaching out to my daughter. She just sent a big, huge text message to my daughter saying, I'm always going to love you like my own daughter and this and that. And when I text Desiree, okay, I'm a firm believer of the universe, karma. I'm going to tell you right now, because I also have psychic ability myself. I saw mine and Desiree's wedding candle. I talked to a medium 5 years ago. My mom came through, and my mom, the medium did not know me from Adam. She told me what jewelry that my mom gave my daughter when my mom died of cancer 6 years ago. And my mom, I said to this medium, I said, does my mom have any messages for me about me and Desiree? She said, yes, she does. There's double wedding bands engraved with both of your names in them. So what I'm telling you is, I know for a fact that medium did not lie to me. My mom did not lie to me. But this girl, Desiree, is going down the wrong path. And I see that she's going to have a lot of pain and suffering for doing what she's done now. I mean, she thinks that things are going to work out with Andrew or whatever fantasy. She even told me last week that he told her, you're going to die of cancer. He's ugly. He's mean. He's narcissistic to her.
Well, this is terrible. Honey,
right, but what I'm telling you is, listen, what I'm telling you is, okay, I'm not going to listen to you need to move on or you need to find a new girl. No, there's a lot of stuff wrapped up into this whole scenario, and it's still involved.
Would you like us to make some comments on it, honey?
Yes, I would like to know psychically, not somebody's advice or whatever, because I can get that from the next door neighbor. I would like to know psychically what is going to happen here with her living situation.
All right. I was going to give you advice from your guides. They're saying that this is not healthy the way it is. Yes, that was.
No, it's not healthy.
Right, honey. And it's not in your best interest to continue to make yourself crazy over it. I mean, you're getting very upset. And your guides and angels are worried about you first and foremost, not Desiree.
Mm-hmm.
Desiree is an adult, and she is going down the wrong path. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's very confused. She has feelings for you, and she has some sense of duty to this man. And
right.
There's some fear there, and I'm not sure if it's fear of being known by the world or making, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. She just doesn't have your courage. And I see there is a possible future together, as you said,
mm-hmm.
but she has to agree to it. Is the problem?
I understand that. I understand that.
Yeah.
I get that. But here's the problem.
That's how that stuff gets
when you,
up.
Me, or anybody, or even my 20-year-old daughter, I tell, when you make wrong decisions, those consequences can lead out for 20, 30, 50 years.
Of course,
Desiree doing this, she's going to be the one hurting in the end. And you know what? I can't save her at the end of the day. I can't keep.
I know that. You know, maybe Ken has a song for you that'll give you some more light on what to do next. Ken, do you have a song for her?
Yeah, and we are quickly running out of time, so I'll try and get this quickly. First and foremost, it's not your job to save her.
Right.
That's important. The song that came up for you is Alice Merton and a song called No Roots. Do you know that song?
No, I don't know that song.
Okay. I feel like this goes for you and really for Desiree, that there's no roots,
mm-hmm.
that you guys have no roots together. You have lots of things that have been going back and forth, lots of things that she said that may or may not be true, lots of things she
mm-hmm.
said that aren't true, and that
right.
she has to figure things out. You can't do that for her. If she's going to block you and block your kid and make it so that she can decide if she's going to talk to you or not. Otherwise, there's nothing, there's no roots to this relationship. There's no roots to any of it, and you can't do it alone. I know you don't want to hear it's time to walk
mm-hmm.
away, but you need to,
right.
even if you're not walking away, you need to take care of you. And you need,
right.
I'm sorry, how old
and
is
I'm
your daughter?
She's going to be 21, and I'm doing that.
Okay.
But I have Desiree
okay.
texting my daughter and saying that I still love you as a daughter, and then, you know, telling me I don't love Andrew, but I feel obligated to be here, and I'm
okay.
trying to explain
well,
to her.
Yeah, and I'm
and she's
sorry
in total
to be jumping
denial.
In, but we're,
right. She,
right. But you can't change that. She has to figure that out. If you are just going to be waiting for some word from her or something to happen, she feels like you're a safe backup. So whenever anything happens, whether it's whenever he dies or whenever she gets out of there or whatever,
right.
she knows you're a safe place waiting for her. So you have to decide for you, are you going to live your life like that? Or are you going to do something for you?
Mm-hmm.
And if at that point, at whatever point, if she finally gets it together and reaches out to you, maybe you're still available and maybe something can happen with this relationship, but it can't until she does something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not doing anything except really alienating you.
But, okay, but what I'm saying to you is, what does the future say about this? What is the universe doing about?
I just told you what the universe is saying is you got to take care of you. And,
right.
And that's what's important. And the rest, whenever she figures things out, if there's going to be anything more, that'll happen. Sorry to everybody on hold. We are out of time. Tony, thank you. Thanks to everybody for
thank
calling
you.
In. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll catch you next Monday.
<Thank you.
laughs>